You're listening
to Smoke Radio.
Everything has to be Star Wars within the realm that it's in. So if it's about sadness, it has to be about epic sadness. If it's about happiness, it has to be about epic. It has to, the listener or whoever's listening has to turn around and say, you know what? He's saying good feeling and he's singing good feeling and it actually feels that way. You know, if he's saying that he can't get someone back and they're gone forever, no matter how hard you try to change the situation, I need them to feel as if I've parted with myself at that emotion at that time. And you understand what's going on and you believe it, you know? I don't think I've written my best song yet. I don't know what that is to me. I don't even know what that is. I just want to make songs as far as I could. I think if you get to a point where you think you've made your best song, you're kind of giving yourself a roof. You know what I mean? A ceiling. I just want to keep going until like the wheels fall off. And I've got a song called Until the Wheels Fall Off as well. I've got this thing where I just don't think that I'm just here to just write music. I think I'm here to give something. You know, because I've been through so much, I understand like what it's like to experience other people's feelings. So I used to work with children as well. It feels good to make someone happy, right? It feels good to make someone think about the song that you've written. Right? It feels good to just make them, you know, bring an emotion out of them. Because I think once you do that, you kind of crack a seal in someone, like, especially if they're hard, if they've got a hard exterior or a hard heart. It's like if it makes them smile, if it makes them laugh, it's an incredible thing. Because you've given them a piece of yourself. Because for me, if sitting down at a piano, something like that, if I'm starting a song, I'm not going to do it unless it gives me goosebumps. And I'm not going to do it unless it either makes me cry, it makes me laugh, it makes me smile, it makes me want to win. Like, you know, like every single emotion has to be believable. I went to Thailand 2 years ago by myself for about 3 weeks. I met this girl out there and she heard I'll Be That Friend, and when she heard it, it made her burst into tears.
Hey, I just wanna know if you will be there for me as a friend.
She said, sorry. I said, why are you crying? And she said, because it reminded me of like me and my relationship with my mum, and because my mum died, the way she treated her, they had this kind of like a, but she said as soon as she heard it, it made her cry. The thing about that is when I wrote that song, I was in a place where I was probably like, I thought I was going mad. I thought I was going absolutely insane. Because I just thought, why isn't anything working? Why is this like, I finished a 5-year relationship and it ended in a like, seeing people and stuff like online or whatever. So I was kind of like, everything kind of crumbled down at the same time. I was in this place where it was like, come on, man, throw me a bone, come on. I'm trying here, I'm trying everything. I'm putting my money, I made sure I got a tick list and making sure that I do everything possible to make whatever's going on in my head that I want work. So, you know, I'll go out of my way and put all my money into these projects or whatever, and I'll lose that. And then by the end of the year, I just thought, this is crazy. And I thought, I remember sitting at my keyboard after going back home in a room full of, like, the wallpaper had gone, the chipped away, everything, the empty room, and a keyboard, and, just a keyboard and a bed in a room, right, with a dim light. And then I sat down at the keys and I started playing the song. And I remember singing this song. I remember the very first thing I said was, sometimes I feel like I'm a jar of honey. Right? But I was actually crying when I sung that. Because what I wanted, what I felt, because I'm really strong. If it's like I feel like I can be like, yeah, we can do this, we can do this. But at that time, I just felt helpless. You know, and I thought to myself, if there's anything I could need right now, and as simple as it is for someone to give me a hug and tell me that it's all right. Like, if I could go out of myself and hug myself and say, look, you know what, it's okay, it's fine. But making that song kind of, it is quite an emotional song, you know, because it puts me in a place where I was like, you know what, I don't know what's going on there. I don't know. But there was a time where I was talking to my older brother and I felt so low, right? I spoke to him in what's the word when you look ahead, is it hindsight? Like, I said, now I kind of have that feeling. I wonder what it feels like. Yeah. I said, brother, I said, I'll never do this, yeah? I said, but I wonder how people feel when they go and commit suicide, right? And he said, we sort of, no, I'm just talking, and I'm just talking like that low, really, really, really low, broken. And I never ever felt that way. It wasn't like that place was probably over there, I'm pretty sure. Because before that place, I'd suffered from pneumonia in that same year. So everything that I was doing, I nearly died from pneumonia as well. So I just thought, you know what, this isn't right. But then I thought, all that time, I just thought, I gotta have a story to tell about all this has to make sense. At some point in time, I'm not gonna let none of this slip away so easily. This is crazy.